You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors ahead of the May the 8th general election in the Republic of South Africa. So it's time now for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. Greg, let's get straight into the numbers if we can with the banks first of all, please.
Yeah, sort of a weaker day again following on yesterday. Banks down 0.5%. The financials down just under 1%. Industrials down 1.2%. Something was on my screen. Retailers down 2.5%. That's really walloped. Gold shares up 0.82%. Platinum's up 0.15%. The resources down 0.68%. So the all share down 1.1%. So another 669 points. So similar to yesterday's move. Takes us back to 58,044, turnover of 16.6 million.
Volatile times, Greg. Tell me about the retailers. You mentioned the retail index down quite sharply. What prompted that? Massmart, I notice, is one of the big movers. And this has been up one day, down the next, and now down the next as well. Or rather, the other way around.
We spoke on the opening, and the share was briefly in the positive territory. Seen a high of R92.95. But made a low today of 86.80, finished at 87.50. Not sure where this negativity is coming from on the retailers. I'm always surprised how strong they were. We've had the petrol.
Maybe you should look out your window and see that the people are not going to shopping centres, and that is why there's negativity to the retail centre. I mean, you know, kick the tyres, Greg. Go out there and do some research, because that is the reason. And there's also the small matter of an election, which is throwing the political future of the Republic of South Africa into question.
Yeah, I mean, those are the obvious things which the market has known about for some time. But
yeah.
the share prices haven't really fallen back. And this is the first time we've actually seen it, you know, in a significant way. But basically, the retailers was the worst performing sector on the day.
Okay, let's have a look at the worst performing sectors when it comes to shares and the best performing as well. The top five major moves according to sharenet.co.za. As far as I'm concerned, Greg, I've got RCL, which is retail, the old Rainbow Chickens. And now underneath that, Pick and Pay, Italtal we can take out because that's a perpetual up or downer. CML, that's Coronation, and Anglo Gold. Correct. Let's have a look at Pick and Pay, obviously on the coattails, rather going flying in the face of Massmart.
Yes, and I mean, I actually saw a note from Investec, which was quite bearish on Pick and Pay, but someone liking this share, up to 2.6%. Quite big value of shares trading, 175 million. So someone taking some size there, I'm looking at the intraday charts. This is some serious tranches of volume going through. That's quite interesting. Bucking the trend as you see it.
Yes, indeed. On the downside, Massmart down 4%. AB InBev down 3.8%. I mentioned yesterday that I've more or less given up drinking beer, so Anheuser-Busch is not going to benefit from my patronage. But there was a debt problem, you reckon, with their trading update that was released yesterday.
With the trading update, they still can't get on top of their debt. Massive acquisition in SA Breweries. And that's going to take some time to bed down, really.
Okay. Truworths, another retailer. The Fashini Group, they can't call it Fashini's anymore. TFG down 3.8% and Haberson down 3.2%. What was the volume like today, Greg? You didn't mention that.
Yeah, 16.6 billion, so a little bit better than yesterday. But yeah, that Hammerson was interesting. It knocked at 3.2%. But everything which seems to be property, UK facing, has been under pressure. I see Capital and Counties also in that same space. That one down just over 2%.
Looking at the most viewed shares, Greg, let's have a look at those now. The normal ones.
Well, I know, yeah, Steinhoff will be on there because we've been promised the 2017 numbers. So that's one of the reasons why I've stayed out of the pub and waited for that. And then at 25 minutes past 5, there was a SENS announcement that said as soon as the results are ready, they'll be published on the steinhoffinternational.com website. I've been there. This website was down and now it's back up again, but there's no sign of the 2017 annual results.
The election tomorrow is going to be Obviously, very interesting. EOH, by the way, down 3.6%. Jubilee Platinum for the second day in a row, 4.7% higher, and one of the most viewed shares. And Aspen down 1.1% at 106.87. The election tomorrow. Is there any chance of anything that's going to happen that's not going to bore the pants off me and I have to get on and curtail my day off and do a podcast? Is there anything you think that might happen that will allow me to do that?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. Without being too cynical, it really doesn't matter who wins. The structural problems in the economy in general are so entrenched, so difficult to repair, that if the ANC suddenly gets 56 or gets 61, I don't really know how that's really going to help us. I suppose Mr. Ramaphosa has a stronger mandate. Maybe he'll knock a few heads together. But in general, we're not going to see anything until probably late Friday afternoon, and then the final numbers will be Saturday evening. So we won't really know, going into the close on Friday, exactly what the situation is. But I think part of the people, participants in the market, maybe the more bullish ones, hoping for ANC to get north of 60%.
Dollar rand 14.45, British pound against the rand 18.85, and the euro rand is 18.16 with the euro dollar 111.80, Greg. So not much going on there. Let's have a look at the commodities markets. The gold price is 12.84, which is up 3.5. The platinum price is 8.71, which is down 4. And palladium down again, down $7.5 to 13.21. What's happening on the overseas markets quickly? The Dow Jones, etc.
Yeah, I think that's what's led us lower. Now the Dow right now down 406 points. That's quite a wallop. And the FTSE in London down 129 points. CAC down 93. The DAX down 194. The NASDAQ down 39 points. So that was affecting us past this afternoon. That also down 1.5% on some quite big volume there.
Greg, we'll speak on Thursday morning, but if there's something dramatic that happens tomorrow during the day, in other words, exit polls tell us that the EFF is going to be the ruling party, something like that, then we'll speak. But otherwise, we'll see you on Thursday morning for the opening. That's Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow, proudly brought to you by sharenet.co.za. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.